This is the Father and Son podcast, tuning in on a Saturday midday. I'll say midday. It's 12 o'clock right now. We are in New Jersey. We are in the, well, we'll just say in the Mercer area so you can't find us. In the Mercer area. So if you, hello to the, all the Mercer people, if you're tuning in to this lovely podcast. I have my dad, Alejandro, and me, Ivan. And we're just going to talk about culture and how society is just changing. We're going to speak in Spanish. We're going to speak in English, but mostly English. We'll try to keep it to English. It's just that sometimes we lose track of things and speak Spanish. We might talk about sports. We might talk about this and that, but mostly it's going to stay on like culture and all the change that our society is going through, that is going through a terrible wrong change practically.
And this is the 2021.
We all know what year it is.
2021, oh, after the pandemic.
Well, we're still in the pandemic. We'll just say that. So, we're also in a car doing Uber Eats. So, you're going to hear us like say, oh, the order's ready and stuff like that. You're going to hear, sometimes we go by a train. You hear a train in the background. It's going to be interesting. An interesting podcast, to say less.
And so, most of the talk is going to be my song, Ivan.
Yeah, because my dad's driving. He'll just chime in whenever he thinks it's necessary. But yeah.
But most important, that everything in human society around the world is to have some core values.
Yeah, core values.
Core values. If you know what is a core value, you know what I'm talking about. Core values. They've been from the day of the mankind,
from the dawn of society.
Exactly. And the main most important thing is the core values never change. Never. You hear me? Core values be 100, 200, 1,000 years old, and the core values are still there. Okay? And some things that we can't change it. You have to have a core values.
Yeah.
Okay? Your core values can be different core values of mine, but they're still core values. And they all have a structure. They all have the similar structure.
Yeah, they all originate from some one similar belief. It's like usually core values have some type of religion that tells them what the core values should be of their society.
Every core values, whatever is your core values, they all start with one main thing. It's God in front of your core values.
Yes.
God.
And God. When you don't put God in front of your core values, you have Sodom and Gomorrah. That's practically what happens when you don't put God or something in front of your core values.
Not something, God.
But
God. That's the...
We can't say God because religions in general have core values, and they don't. Some religions don't have just God. They have gods and goddesses and stuff like that.
Well, but still, God. Some kind of God.
Yeah, someone to tell them what to believe in and what to...
No, that's not the point. But they have a beliefs in God.
Yeah.
What is the God? That's a different point of view.
Yeah.
That's not the point. The point is that if you have a core values, at the center of the core values is God.
Yeah. Like, think about it. You can look at the all societies that have ever existed. The Romans, the Egyptians, all of them. They had some the Mayans. They all had some type of belief system that they believed in.
They had a God.
They had gods. They had everything. And they believed in those things. And when those societies started losing their grasp on reality, they started believing in fake things. Like, they started focusing on things that weren't unnecessary, which causes the fall of their society. Once you lose your core values, you lose the society.
Through all the podcasts, we're going to try and touch different subjects because...
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about a lot of things. It's messed up the
political,
society.
Political, artists, history.
Oh, yeah.
Parenthood.
Are you going to grab it, or are we gonna hear it?
Everything.
Yeah.
Touch every aspect of life.
Of life.
And
society.
How it's changing. And I think it's for the wrong.
Yeah.
We We have to go back to our roots.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Alrighty. Are you going to get it or am I going to get it?
I'm going
to stop it. Like we were saying, people are losing their grasp on reality. Lately, we've been noticing that people are focusing on unnecessary things like gender and all society has been just going down. Like, focusing on cartoon characters. Like, they got rid of Speedy Gonzalez because apparently, to white people, because
statues,
nobody
get rid of all the statues. They're part of the history.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Some people don't like it. They don't see it because it was wrong. Yeah, but it's part of the history. So
think about
just
it.
Leave
think
it
about
alone.
It.
The point is that you have to go and educate people and what happened, why, in that moment on history. But it's history. Stop doing all that cartoons, characters in movie, characters in products, everything. But stop it. Stop it. That's going crazy. That doesn't go nowhere.
Yeah. It's like the Speedy Gonzalez. I've been seeing a lot of Mexicanos and saying that they didn't care that Speedy Gonzalez was there. Was an accurate representation. Nobody cared. Nobody in the Hispanic society cared about it.
It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon. And it was a good cartoon. It was funny. Always been Speedy Gonzalez as being funny.
Handle it. No. The next one. Yeah, it was a decent cartoon.
It's unbelievable. It's like in the new movie, Coming to America.
Coming to America? Or?
The second movie, yeah. With Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
They had a deleted scene because Pepe Le Pew.
No, that's not Coming to America. You're talking about Space Jam, too.
Space Jam. You're right. Space Jam.
With LeBron James?
Yes. I'm sorry, but yes. I can't believe it where they did.
Pepe Le Pew is like that all the time in his cartoons. He's
always
that type of character who always ends up getting smacked or beat up because he did
something.
He
also was talking about Pepe Le Pew. El amor. El amor. Well, they go take it.
Because they
did something wrong. When even they sent the message that was wrong.
Yeah,
they still took off the scene. See? That's exactly the point we're trying.
Cancel culture is becoming too much. They can cancel you for anything. You could literally just say one thing that's against the society and you're already canceled and you're ruined. Even if you're on their side. Like, let's just say I'm on their side and I just say one thing that they're against and boom, I'm already kicked out.
Everything is wrong. Everything. We read between the lines too much.
Yeah.
How a character, cartoon character, is going to make a difference in our society. How things like that.
No. Because you missed it back here.
Yeah.
Look.
It's unbelievable.
People said that the cartoon character was emphasizing rape culture because our culture is about rape. It's not.
It's a cartoon. It was a scene in a cartoon.
Yeah.
Supposed to be funny. Don't care. No paying too much attention. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You have to speak your mind. You have to say whatever you want to say. Doesn't matter if you have a different point of view.
And that's our view on this podcast. It's like we're just talking about what we think is common sense and right. If it's not...
Not right because we say it. Not right because you say it. It's because some things are the way it is. It's been there forever, and nobody can change it.
No one. It's like people are trying to say, like, oh, you can change this, you can change that. There's certain things that are set in stone. You cannot change it, no matter how hard you try to, no matter whatever you do, you cannot change it. It's set in stone.
It's like 2 + 2 = 4. No matter what, you can't change it.
No, but you know math is racist now? It's a sign of white supremacy.
Yeah,
it's stupid. In Oregon... This happened in Oregon like a few weeks ago. The district in Oregon said that math is a sign. Showing your work is a sign of white supremacy. Showing your work. Asking students to show their work is a sign of white supremacy and that it's wrong and you shouldn't ask for your students to do that. And to tell students that they're wrong and stuff like that. But that makes no sense. Math is math. You have to show.
Nothing makes sense in these days.
Nothing. Nobody.
No. Like everybody's a winner.
Everybody's
a winner. It's no more losers. They're all equal. It's a, what do they call?
Participation award.
Absolutely no acceptable. And they already was a famous person, football player. American football player. That they gave it to his 7-year-old a trophy of participation, and he took it back, and because he didn't deserve it, he didn't want it, he didn't work hard, they lost or whatever. And participation, that's sending the wrong message.
Yeah, it's like
you don't win, you don't make it, you have to work harder, you have to learn, and next time you do better. If you not, you keep working harder until you deserve to get a trophy.
Yeah, it's like people are being too soft. You cannot be soft in this society. You have to have a backbone. If you don't have a backbone and everything's adjusted for your liking, then how are you going to succeed in life? How are you going to talk to people? How are you going to stand for yourself? How are you going to do things? You need to have a backbone.
Parents don't have no backbone lately either. Because even with the bullies, new laws, bullies never existed. If you go 50 years back, bullier never existed. We used to go, okay, I see you after school, I see you on the break, and we take care. We go throw some few punches, that's it.
They had pizza at the Panera?
You beat me, I beat you, whatever, and then we even become friends, and that's it. That was the end of the story. Yeah. Now they got a bully on internet.
Oh, yeah, that's supposed to be
cyber bully. I'm going to make my kids tough. Yeah. Another news on that sense too. A parent took his kid to see who was bullying her. It was a girl who was bullying her. She saw they were equal, and she said, next time she bullies you, defend yourself. And that's what she did next time, and defended herself. And then the parents got in trouble because he told the defend herself to stop the bullying.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We created a society of excuses, soft. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like everybody's soft lately and nobody has a backbone anymore. And we need to stop it. We need to give people backbones.